she a startup gets 4 days, and how is it? Is it like compulsory that every startup who proceeds towards frame has to get this 40? And what is the importance of 40? Is it kind of a is longing or a preparation for the Sakshat Darshan? Or can you elaborate on that?
What did she say? About Smriti and purpose and what?
So, does every devotee go through the stage of Smriti? Is it compulsory? Like, everyone goes through it before getting Sakshat Darshan? What is the Smriti?
The question is about, does every sadhaka get a Smriti of Bhagavan or Vismriti before he or she attains Sakshat Darshan? And the answer is yes, that's what happens. That's what we see in the life of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and the description is there also. Jiva Goswami explains that one, because everyone has to come to Bhava Bhakti to get any Smriti, has to come to Prema to have any Sakshat Darshan. So Bhava comes before Prema, and one of the gifts of Bhava is the eligibility to have Darshan. But that Darshan that you get at Bhava is called Smriti or Vismriti. Smriti means you're seeing inside your mind, having Darshan of Krishna. But it seems so real that you feel like you can touch Krishna. But when you reach out to touch Krishna, he disappears. Because it's only a vision. He's not there to be touched with your hands. That Smriti of Vismriti is more intense perception than more intense absorption that you think he's really there, really speaking to you. And Sakshat Darshan, you're given the senses to touch Krishna and see Krishna directly. Sakshat means directly. He gives you the senses at prema. So this is the stage everyone goes through. The answer is yes. The importance of any interaction with Krishna, it increases humility and increases the desire to be with Krishna. Especially when we say we have desire now, we have Ashabandha, the system of Bhava is Ashabandha, intense hope and hankering to meet Krishna, serve Krishna, and please Krishna by our seva. These are symptoms of Bhava. But when we get darshan, it increases 1,000, 10 million times. But we can't live without seeing Krishna. We just moan and cry. So it increases our desire and it speeds up our bhakti. Because usually at Bhava we get our first smriti. And that's momentary smriti accelerates our bhav and accelerates our eagerness to have darshan again. And then that's why he said praying very quickly follows bhava if we don't make any aparadhas. And if we practice Siddharani Karan means mixing our bhava with the bhava of the eternal associates while meditating on Leela. So the purpose of momentary darshan is to increase the hankering and increase the practice of bhakti. So we come to, because it's Krishna's way of bringing us quicker to praying. It's Krishna's trick, actually. Now we're seeing ice cream. And then Smriti is like we get to lick it. We get so close we can lick it. We feel we're licking it. We can taste it. But we're not really licking, we're not really tasting. But we can smell the ice cream. Because usually you see Krishna's form and you smell Krishna's form and they disappear. Usually seeing and smelling come at Bhava as a Smriti. You see Krishna and you smell his fragrance. And then you want to hear his voice, touch his hand, and kiss his lips, or like that. That comes as Sakshadarsha. So it's all about eagerness, increasing eagerness, increasing surrender, increasing attachment. That's what all bhakti, that's what bhakti is all about. That's why it's enthusiasm, utsanishchataya, is one of the symptoms of advancing bhakti. Patience, enthusiasm, eagerness, utkanta. What was that verse? Utsa. Yeah. Utsa means enthusiasm. But it's just like utsa is like utkantita. Utkanta means your neck is extending. So utsa means your eagerness and enthusiasm are almost the same. Enthusiasm and eagerness are almost synonymous. You're enthusiastic about something means you're eager to have it, eager to get it. So that's why the whole thing, the whole Rasa-lila is because in Rasa-lila of 29 through 33 of 10th Kanda Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, it's all about sadhakas. These are sadhana siddhas, Rishi Charimunis and Shruti Charis are there in that Maharas dance. So Krishna disappeared. They saw him and he disappeared and they smelled his fragrance. They went wild searching for him. And the commentaries of those verses explain why Krishna disappeared, to increase their eagerness to see him. That's the standard for everybody. Rasa-lila is a very important teaching for all sadhakas. Because Rasa-lila is full of smriti, vismriti, and sakshadarsha. The bhava become eligible for darshan. Because like it says in 29th chapter, verse 9 or 10, it says, Gunamaya Deya. They had to give up their Gunamaya Deya. They had their body, their sharira was Siddhadeya. They had Siddhadeya, but they didn't have a Siddhabhav. My Gurudev explained to me. Because they're in Krishna's will, so they had pure spiritual body, Satchitananda Deya. But their bhava was some little guna there in their mentality, some enjoying spirit. So Krishna disappeared to destroy that. That's why it says, sometimes it's translated, the gopis gave up their bodies. They gave up their mental body. It's like you have a bad dream, you wake up, you give it up. You're in a bad dream, you say, I am dreaming. I gotta get out of it. Wake up. Wow. That was a bad dream. So you threw out that dream because you woke up. So that's the way, that can be called giving up your body. Giving up your mental body. So Krishna disappeared. So those gopis said their praying wasn't right, could give up that anything was slight materiality. But not much materiality, because they had prema, and they were born with spiritual body and Krishna Leela. He played the flute and invited for the residents. They blocked in their house, they couldn't get out. So they had Gunamaya Deya, it's a Gunamaya Deya. But it's in mentality. There's some mentality, some minuscule selfishness. They weren't totally selfless, self-forgetful. Like Radharani, the other gopis that went out, straight away. So you'll have your smriti and vismriti. 1, 2, 3. Smriti, vismriti, sakshadarshan. When? Keep trying. That's all anyone can do. These terms are always talked about in sadhana, smriti, vismriti, and sakshadarshan. But this is part of the reality of sadhana, bhajan, and raganuga marg. You want to ask more about that, or what do you want to say?
Yeah.